You're good?
Okay, it's 6 o'clock, we're all for meeting. Additions and deletions to the agenda, I don't look like we have any, or if we do, or I'm not, don't have them on my list. Do we have any?
No.
No, we're good?
No, there's nothing, right, Melissa? There's nothing, oh, it's.
Citizens input. There's a couple of citizens here, but I'm not sure if they're citizens input.
I'm gonna throw this out there underneath this, because we did just get a phone call, and, just as a, don't know if you guys wanna do anything. Bert Manning called, he's been having goats on his property.
Goats?
Goats.
As in G-O-A-T-S?
Yes, yes, like farm animal goats on his property.
And they're not his.
They're not his. So he wanted to bring that to your guys' attention. They are on North Road.
Does he know who the animal they are?
He does think he does know, he thinks they belong to the Angles next door.
Isn't that, that's not on their jurisdiction?
No, that's a farm animal.
Farm animal, so they got.
That is a farm.
So they need to call the, game warden.
Game warden.
Game warden, okay.
Police, right, game warden, state police.
Game warden is the farm animal.
If he thinks they're the, if they think they're his neighbor, I would think he would reach out to them and ask them if they are his goats, but.
Keep them home.
Okay, I just.
That would be my first step, if he thinks he knows they're his neighbors, I would reach out to my neighbor and see if they're his, their goats, and then proceed to there.
Okay, I just wanted.
That's what I think I would do if it was my neighbor's farm animal, I'd reach out to them.
I will, I said I would bring it to your guys' attention, so I've done this, so.
Oh, yeah, I know, and if he wants to move on, then he has to call the game warden, we don't have any jurisdiction there.
Okay.
So now we got Eden Youth Sports on the agenda. I've read some of the stuff, I'm not sure what the, what we're gonna do at this point.
This is, a lot of this is all new for me, part of the email stuff. I got some of the stuff there,
Yeah, I'll never ever come and read that tonight, it's 27 pages of it.
No, you won't.
No.
Huh?
You won't, and personally, we didn't have all of this when you packed those things.
Well, that's fine, I'm just saying, you know, get these things in here.
So let's, can we synopsize that we have two resignation letters?
I think we need to probably address the subject executive session first.
Well, I don't understand what's in the executive session.
The Eden Youth Sports.
Got two people that have resigned.
Yes, but there are other concerns that need to be addressed.
Just them, by the looks of it, you got a letter of the coach stepping down.
But she stepped, there's.
Be careful what you discuss out of those emails, they're not public.
No, I'm just saying that they're.
Now, the resignations must be somewhere here, are they gonna be on this part of this in here?
There should, you should have them on here.
Okay, so, I assume that there's a bunch of this stuff that we.
That's okay, I just wondered, because he's talking about it, and if it's on the agenda, then it's.
There should be, it should be in your packet.
That there's a bunch of this stuff that's of a personal nature that we're not gonna be able to discuss in an open meeting, that where I'm headed.
Yep.
This here. Did you get anything with the letter Richard just showed, or just all this paperwork here?
Yeah, what we're gonna.
No, because they were asked during the original time here.
Oh, okay, this is all, okay.
So, there's one and two.
Okay, so two of them, sorry, thank you.
I kinda clumped everything together for each.
Sorry.
What everything is.
I just appreciate it.
So, because there's a bunch of these, the other concerns, I guess, that have been brought to bear, that we need to talk about, and some of them are of a personal nature, I guess, by the looks, and that's what I'm told. That means we can't discuss those in an open meeting. So, we're gonna make a motion to go into executive session under 1 VSA 313 A3 to discuss the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee. Is that correct? And by public officer or employee, we're gonna talk about this resignation stuff for the Eden Youth Sports Committee.
Well, we're specifically gonna talk to Dan.
So that motion's been made.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, we've entered executive conference.
Yep.
Okay, so, we almost did it right. We have to invite people other than the executives to the meeting, so we're gonna invite Molly, Melissa.
Dan.
Dan.
Do you want Christina?
I.
She can hear that, say if you guys found it.
Christine.
Christina,
sorry. And the board, of course. So they've been invited to stay during executive session at this point. Okay, thanks. All right, so we're back from executive session. I make a motion that we resume the normal meeting.
At 7:20.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. So we resume the meeting, being recorded. Everybody here knows you're being recorded. Stuff is happening.
No decisions made.
No decisions were made during executive session.
Just want that on record.
So first order of business coming out of there. We have two. Sorry. Hope that doesn't record whispering though. We have two resignation letters for our EMU Sports Committee. One from Hannah Spear and one from Nicholas Tetro. How do you spell that? So what's your pleasure on the resignation?
I'll make a motion to accept both resignations, from one from Hannah Spear and the other one from Nick Tetro.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so the resignations have been accepted. Thank those folks for their service up till now. Appreciate it. And now we're still working on EMU Sports Committee. We have a little problem because with those two resignations, we only have two members left. Basketball season starts Friday, October 31st, or signups have to be done by Friday, October 31st. So the board here, we've got to figure out what we're going to do.
Any interested parties in the room that would be interested in filling as interim?
Yes, I would be interested.
Okay, I would be too.
So we have two interested parties that would allow us to fill in on the sports committee so that we can have a quorum of the five members so that they can make decisions and keep EDU sports committee, functional so we can make sure the kids get their basketball season.
And you said interim until we get...
Until we advertise it
and can get a meeting set up in here at that time. All applicants will have to apply, and then the board will make
our next
decision.
Meeting. Yeah. Advertise it, and at our next meeting, we'll see who.
So, what's the board's pleasure on the two folks that are interested?
I think accept their nominations.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
So you want to say their name?
Yeah.
Molly.
Christina.
I
did want to say it wrong again. I always call you Christina.
I apologize for that.
So it's Christina Brown and Molly Morin have expressed interest. Motion's been made that we accept their applications to serve in the interim on the board for the EMU Sports Committee. We will put advertisements and whatever, see if there's other people interested and so on, and we'll follow a normal interview process to try to fill out the committee because there is still one vacant space. And
to bring it back to five, hopefully.
We'd like to bring it back to five, but Molly have only told us that, and Christina, they're filling in for interim to keep us alive so we can have the kids have basketball. And the other folks appreciate you sticking it out.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So the ayes have that. They are duly appointed as members.
Aye.
Yeah. So the ayes have it.
Are you tabling uniforms for now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think we should look at some numbers. It sounds, I don't know what the numbers are going to look like. I can see if I can get into the... anything that has to do with registration. And
it's now that we've removed...
All right, okay. So you guys are going to schedule a meeting fairly soon.
Yeah.
That will be publicly announced when the meeting is going to happen. And we'll keep the EMU Sports Committee, moving along best we can based on the resignations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. The EMU Sports is
It's important.
Yeah.
Trying to work things out.
About the basketballs? Is there any way to know, or do we want to wait and see how many we got for registrations first before we discuss uniforms and basketballs? Or can it be are you guys willing to pre-approve 10 uniforms? Or I think, but go ahead.
We're going to keep alive, so it's not like we're not going to utilize it, you know, so if we...
Understood.
If we bring it to the attention tonight, then it, we could definitely utilize it later on, you know, it's not going to go to waste.
Yeah, I guess.
So, it's a decent expense, though, which is why we need you.
If we could pre-approve, you know, 20 uniforms or 30 uniforms, not that we're going to plan on using that much, but if we could just get it pre-approved so that...
We've already got the numbers of everything.
If you have the money in your account to move forward with that, I'm all set with it. That's something
I believe the board is all set in that. The only reason we like to see the bigger numbers is, you know, pretty much for informational purposes. I mean, at some level, you guys are deciding what you need. And then if you come here and say, well, we need $80,000 worth of stuff, we're going to go, you only got $26.
Do you have a number on what those uniforms are going to, what you were going to spend?
Yeah, so the uniform itself is looking like it's right around 40. I'm waiting for a price back from Robert Ferdek from the school to put the vinyl on it. So
40?
40.
Per uniform?
That's without the vinyl. So like.
Times 20. So $800 you're looking at. 1,000.
Yeah. And then the basketballs, basketballs are actually, there's a special kind that you got to get. It's not special. It's a standard kind. But I looked at a cheaper one and that's not the standard one. So the standard one, but this is not an expense that's done every year, obviously. I don't think we've ever ordered basketballs. They were ordered a very long time ago. That's why. It's like at the point too.
Yep.
So you keep the old ones for practice and keep your new ones for game ball.
For games.
Okay.
One or two of the newer ones might be used for games.
$80 each.
So probably $800 in basketball.
Yeah. 10 of them. So 800 in just basketballs.
So you're looking at $1,800.
Yeah. Neighborhood.
I think the quote I sent Melissa was for 40 jerseys, so it was more than that. But if you guys would be willing to pre-approve a certain amount, then when I have the details, then at least it can just be mainstreamed instead of coming back to be like...
What are you thinking? 2,000? Pre-approved 2,000?
I think it's going to be closer to 3. But I will say that they came out ahead last year because of the sponsorship money that they didn't spend. So that was over $3,000 that they collected last year and didn't spend on anything.
So they have money. They have this money.
They have plenty of money anyway, but they came out in the positive last year.
Oh, cool. Oh, because of sponsorship money.
Yes, they didn't spend even,
So what we were thinking is if we get up to like 30 jerseys, what we do is push the ones that we got new last year. We give those to the third and fourth graders. We get all numbers that none are the same. They're all interchangeable. So if we need to move a jersey here, move a jersey there, they'll all be interchangeable.
Oh, the numbers come off so you can change the number.
No, but
unisex.
But they're
they manage the numbers.
Okay, yeah.
And none of the numbers are the same. Okay,
so if I need to slide this uniform to the third grade team, and then bring this uniform back over to the fifth and sixth grade boys or the fifth and sixth grade girls, we can do that.
So you're looking, you need $3,000 to be spent now or
shortly.
I don't.
To be used throughout the basketball season, is that safe to say?
I think it's 3, really.
Oh, yeah, because what you gave me was over 2, and that was without the printing.
Yeah.
So if it's less than 3, it doesn't.
Right.
It's fine.
I'll make a motion to allow the EU Sports to buy uniforms and equipment for basketball not to exceed $3,000.
You seconded that there, Butch?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it.
So, the only thing, the basketballs are about $800, so maybe we'll just get like 5 of those basketballs.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll figure it out and give me your final number.
Yeah.
Well, you have $3,000, and you can work your numbers, okay?
You say, we're going to get 20 uniforms. Then you'll have it for something else, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you think that you change your mind on it.
Where are you getting your uniform through?
V Trends seems to be the cheapest. That's where they ordered from last year.
Okay.
They seem to be pretty decent quality. They're right.
Are those the same ones you got last year?
Okay. Well, they did the right thing by coming to us about asking for the money, and we just barely get them set up so they can proceed with...
Yeah, and we're right up against the deadline.
There's a deadline.
So I think it's appropriate. Sure.
And, it's hard to have a team if you don't have all the gear you need to work with. So.
Well, I honestly don't think any of these kids are too picky about gear.
They just want to play ball.
Exactly. Well, this was the thing that was going on last year about uniforms. We said we would buy uniforms this year. From my understanding, to see what it is, you have the funds in your account to work with. That gives you some leeway for $3,000.
So. Yeah. There you go. We appreciate
it. And then there again, if you come later on and you can see that, well, this is what we need here more for whether it's baseball or whatever, you still have some funds left in there for to move forward with that.
Appreciate you guys stepping up and appreciate you guys sticking it out.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Molly, Melissa, really, I really am honored to be an Eden resident and have you guys represent me. I really appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stepping up again, you guys, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kids got time enough now to get it and do whatever, so before the end of the season again, so.
The bottom line, that's short about the kids.
Strength, but it must be you sent them all out, is that how that goes? Or they people know they can sign up and you got it all signed
up? Yeah, we have an online sign up. We have a sign down at the school we put out.
So everybody's aware of it, so they didn't, so that's good. Yeah. Okay.
I think so far they've got two full teams.
Boy
and girls, fifth, sixth, and I believe third and fourth is full.
That's awesome.
The numbers are already full. This is awesome because there was going to be a lot of disappointing kids.
Yeah.
Get it pulled off.
Like you said, when we were in there, we didn't have a gym. We didn't have a gym. We didn't have basketball teams and stuff. We had a baseball team and now a softball team. That was it.
Thank you.
That's because you played out in the middle of a hayfield. We just got mowed.
Oh, Ken Hundley used to keep that field right across from his house. Full baseball field. Boy, he had a backstop, fences there.
Ken Hundley?
Not only on the committee, I'll let her make sure she was
across from Kenny Hundley.
Where your grandparents' land is?
No. This is way before that. You know,
Doug Dedzel lives.
You know, is the greenhouse?
The greenhouse on the right with a really crooked tree, and then there's a house across.
Okay.
That house sits right in the middle of the baseball field.
Yeah. Really?
That was the baseball field that we played on when I was a kid. And Ken Huntley maintained it himself, personally. It's his land. It was his land. And he had the backstop and bleachers and, you know, the fence out on the end and everything. He did that just because he wanted kids to be able to play ball.
It's important. It's really important.
So, thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
We know it took a while.
That's all right. We'll survive.
Boy, tough night. I already drank all my tea.
You're going to have water.
I know.
Do you want me to call your wife and ask you to bring her another?
No. I filled this up.
I was having a bad night. I had a Pepsi.
I filled this up in the pocket right before I got here.
That's smart. I
guess
I haven't thought about it. I thought about that today.
My afternoon was... Yeah, so you guys got this. I began to tell you what's going on where I work. Difficult at best. November... I'll tell you about it after. Okay, so we got out of that. Number four. So now we're a beach update. We got to decide. This guy wants to switch to a different site, and nobody else picked that site.
Yeah, so they came in the day after.
Didn't realize the site they picked was too small.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's a new site for them?
Yes.
This is their first time seasonal.
Yes, these are their first time.
Hey.
I'm happy. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
We're here to work with people.
Yeah.
Is there any other beach update stuff? Nope. Nothing. Pretty quiet up there, huh? All the blades of grass in the right place.
I think so.
Do we need a motion for
that? No, I don't think so. That's almost beach.
The docks have been taken out. My other daughter shared something with me. Somebody put something on Facebook about their boat being stolen from Down Beach.
Someone did call here.
I didn't think we were landing boats or something from Town Beach.
I guess you can't stop them.
No, apparently they trailered it there from a camp for somebody else to pick up or something strange.
Yeah, but it's something weird.
Well, it's locked up, wasn't it?
I locked it the other day when I went down in there and pulled it.
No, because we figured out that it disappeared before you guys even did the walkthrough. So it was like that weekend or something.
Oh, they brought it. They, from what the person called, they brought it the weekend So we closed on, they brought it on the 9th. Somehow it got there on the 9th. I don't know how it got there, but it got there somehow on the 9th. They trailered it. They had to wait for someone who had a trailer hitch on their vehicle to come get the boat.
But they drove down, let me get this straight. So they drove down into the beach area and with their boat and left it there?
Apparently.
I think what happened was the boat got brought over, like they rode it or it has a motor. I don't know which.
Oh, and they brought the trailer down and loaded it up.
Yes.
But they weren't, they're not supposed to load boats. And
we don't know if they really did that or not.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
They're not.
But somehow it ended up there on a trailer. From a camp, a couple camps down or something.
So they had it, somehow they got it off the water onto the trailer.
Yeah, but they may have done that and brought the trailer over and then waited for somebody else to come get it. I don't know.
Because it looks like it's a fairly decent sized boat. So they had to back the water boat at the trailer into the
water pretty deep, get it on there then. So they had to go down by our act, that
ground where they used to go,
you know what I mean? Down on.
I think they brought it there on a trailer because regardless, you would have needed a vehicle to move that boat.
So I think
from what I thought you said
when
you got the phone was they took it from a camp,
where did they walk
brought
by?
It over and dropped it off.
Nothing.
Like
just left it there.
I think they just drove it over and dropped it off and left it there for somebody else to come get like a couple of days later.
So the bottom line is they left their boat unattended in a public place and it got stole.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I feel bad for them. And it's some kids, I guess, that bought their, you know, saved up their money and bought their boat or whatever. And the person that stole it should burn in hell.
Well, I just... whether they were loading it there or not, I just know we weren't landing boats and stuff like and storing boats there.
I'm not sure anyone knew it was there, and we didn't see it when we were there.
It brought to my attention tonight.
But they're talking about that.
I don't know about it.
Maybe they're not talking about that. Maybe they're talking about the state landed. I saw a picture. I couldn't really tell where the boat was.
Exactly. I just saw a quick glimpse of it.
I bet it was up at the state landed. They left it up there.
She said it was at the beach.
Either way, we told them we didn't see anything at the beach when we did
it. It looked more like it was more from the garden property next door.
Oh, maybe.
Because the stuff was not all mowed and everything.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what it looked like for me, because the grass was all grown up. It didn't have the birch trees and stuff there.
Yeah, right. So it says nothing to do with us.
That's what she calls.
Okay.
I asked if anyone's seen it. Melissa and I thought back to the night that we did the walkthrough where she described where it was. It was like, we were down there, and there was no
boat. There was no boat down there.
No.
We walked the whole area. Went around the whole thing.
There was no boat.
We didn't walk down by the beach, but we kind of just looked down around there.
There was no boat.
There was no boat.
She kept talking about docks. So I was like, we were right by the docks, and there was no boat
there.
So.
Well, besides the boat would have had to have been parked at the handicap area that we walked over and looked at the down over
there.
The
was no boat.
We spent a lot of time at the water going through the.
And that other car was there getting those paddle boards, and they parked in the handicap.
That's right. There was no boat there.
There was no boat
there.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
You know, whoever stole it, like I said, they need to burn it now. Animal control. Any dog bites this week?
Nothing. I know of.
Health officer.
Nope.
Nobody's sick? Awesome. Let's have that. These orders. Wow, I got them all in one bite.
Well, they're a little bit smaller. So this is just
that
no more greeter.
Oh, right, good. I mean, you're spending less money. I give you two, Butch.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to load you up.
What's the trophies, medals, and team?
That's soccer stuff.
Oh, soccer, okay.
I can go get you.
No, no, no. I just was curious. Just was wondering.
We have them here if you would like to see them. The rest of them have been brought to the office. It wasn't trophies. It was medals. Medals and plaques.
On the payroll stuff. Yeah. Those last. Yeah.
I think the listing just.
But it didn't look nothing.
Yeah, that's the description.
Description.
Not for long.
No, I know. It'd be nice. As long as they don't make you change it again.
I do have to go search tomorrow. Ugh. I'm hoping it won't be. Because now they've rearranged it to the order that I gave it to them. Oh, although they did change the first four numbers.
Okay, good.
So I have to make changes, but I think it'll be easier. Because when I was doing it myself, I'm moving things to completely different pages. Now they're all in order, so then I can be like, okay, yes, that makes sense, or no, I need to change this. I'm hoping it won't be.
Is there a place for a special dash cam or anything like for the trucks? I'm thinking of putting the dash cam in the trucks.
A special place.
Or a setup
for a dump truck?
For all any truck.
Well, where's
the? I didn't want it on the driver itself. Some of them have where you got it on the dash and on the outside in the mirrors and stuff. I just saw where the lieutenant governor had an issue with the grader.
Yeah.
And
Paul Rogers.
And their grader had the dash cam on, which when they did the investigation, they saw the grader didn't move.
Right.
And
They make those brackets that go up in there, and then they clip in and go out in the top of the...
My truck has some sort of bracket.
Top of the windshield, so they're up out of the way. They're right up in the very top.
Are they wired direct, though?
I don't know how they go in there, but they go...
Some of them are. It's pretty amazing what they can do with those.
Some of them didn't have... The cables, they just ran that.
Like on your dump truck? On a dump truck? I put one on both mirrors and one on the windshield. Pointed out. Right, one on both mirrors pointing back. That way you can see.
In the wintertime, the mirrors would cover, well, the wing side would probably cover over.
You think so?
If it's not heated.
Yeah, you'd have to do something with the lens, probably keep it covered. Yeah, but, yeah.
Because we got the cameras in there for, like, that new truck's got the thing right on there.
Yeah.
And I got, like, when you put it in reverse, it shows the back it up. But you take, if it's raining or snowing and you drive down the road, it covers over.
You get mud stuff on.
Yeah. It covers over. You put it in the garage and it'll clear itself, but if it gets a little bit of fog or snow onto it, the one up on top of the body where I can see in, of course that's high enough, I don't get any debris on that one.
We've been talking
about dash cans and stuff, and we did... GoPro. Those don't work. They're all right for if you want to stick it to your helmet, go for a ride across.
Yeah,
the
they're not.
Like they're not designed for.
I can look up.
I think there's companies that.
Well, I know they do that one over there to where Junie used to have his
hardwired,
but I don't know how expensive they would be if I was setting up.
If it saves one incident like the. Grader with, what's his name?
Yeah.
He paid for him 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, right?
Right.
If it just saves one thing, it's a huge savings. I mean, it's in today's world.
Yeah.
I've been telling my wife, I drive, I commute quite a distance to work, right? And I've been telling her, I'm going to put cameras in my car to court because...
They get signed off.
They got them all.
You
wouldn't believe.
You wouldn't believe the crazy people that you see on the road. Unreal. They're halfway across the car split in the center line. Yeah, they're all done.
I'm putting them in order.
Trust me.
Putting them in order.
So we've signed the orders, boys. Minutes. Review the minutes. 10:14:25, and there's two of them because we had that special beat meeting.
I didn't see a problem with the base minute.
And I'm going to tell you right up front, I didn't read either one of them because I was busy reading emails. I was reading those other emails, so I'll have to trust you guys.
I read through them. I didn't see any problem with them?
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah,
okay. Except in minutes on the 14th as written.
I'll second it.
For the lake and for the minutes. Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Done. So, Highway Department update. Looks like we've got, I think, just non-employee work.
No, that's later down.
Oh, sorry.
There's nothing. I had nothing to give to you guys.
No big highway update. You guys got a bunch of work done, though, I know.
They've reclaimed North Road. He's booked paved next Monday or Tuesday. I think you can probably find grade.
Yeah.
We've been changing culverts. We had one that we'd get that big one over there on Ethel Rich Road changed. And
you got ahead of these guys up here last week.
Yeah, but they found another culvert last Thursday when they were reclaiming. Ryan went up and had to run grader for them because their operator wasn't going to be until late. And while he was running the grader, he found another culvert. So we're changing that tomorrow.
You're keeping ahead of them. Okay,
yeah, perfect. Yeah. So they're all set to go there. We got the culvert for White Road. That one's all set to go. Phil said he could do the head walls for us.
On that one,
oh, good.
One truck is taken down. The new truck is taken down to Charlie Boys. The lights came on and closed. That one's under warranty. Had discussion because the truck that they've been working on, the lights came back on that one there, that 2012. I was talking to them down there the other day, and they're supposed to take another look at it. It's still running. It's not derated right now. It was running good there until last Wednesday. We shut it off. Had our coffee, went back up to start it, and all the lights came on the dash. So, at some point, probably.
That's going to have to go back down, Charlie Boys.
They're supposed to take another look at it. Me and the service tech got into it a little bit, so. Because I tried to explain to him, the truck's not regenning on its own. Mm-hmm. But you can do a force regen, hook your computer up, and you can regen it.
And force it, yeah.
For a force regen. There's going to be a reason why that truck's not regenning. I'm trying to understand the reason why it's not. I said, the guy can force regen it. And he goes to me, he was kind of sarcastic. He goes, well, if you do a force regen on it or clear the codes with a computer, you're just putting a Band-Aid on it. I said, so for the last 6 months, I've been putting Band-Aids on it down here? I mean, we got $16,000 in that truck back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, is that what they're doing? Is just putting a Band-Aid on it?
Yeah.
You're not fixing the problem.
So what did he say then?
Huh? He was pretty quiet. Yeah. And I didn't realize when the service techs came outside afterwards, they went from 13 techs down to 5 people working in the shop. One of them is just a young boy who comes in and greases the truck. Yeah. He got no help. That yard is full of trucks.
Yeah. I wonder where all their help went.
So that's why they're just decoding it and going with it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But that's at our expense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not only the thing is, I look at that in here, is that, as I say about a car and a warranty, it's okay to warranty, but you're not
it's the time
that I'm taking is taking me to go an hour and an hour back, and then I got to go back another hour to get it, and then come back, and that's 4 hours. In case you're wondering, that's if everything goes well.
And you got two guys.
Yeah, right.
You got two guys. So that's 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah, it ain't the flat tire; it's the inconvenience, right?
Yeah.
It's changing the tire is easy. It's getting there, getting back.
So hopefully they're gonna work it out for you.
Yeah, they were supposed to.
Just so you know, I don't know them about big gear trucks or whatever, but. I got my Volkswagen diesel.
Yeah.
One of the reasons those don't regen, I've looked it up, because I'm going to get that one. But anyways,
yeah.
Get that one fixed. But if they don't make temperature, they won't regen, right? So like if you don't drive them hard enough, they won't get up hot enough, so that thing won't kick on. So if you never make temperature, I ain't saying that's what's wrong with your truck.
No. They make temperature because
you're pulling hills.
Pulling hills, like when you're coming, say you're drawing that road chain. When you pull up through where Russell Lamp appears, by the time you get to the top, that clutch fan kicks on. If it weren't reaching temperature,
right. If that clutch fan kicks on, it should be hopping up the region. Yeah. So I was just throwing that out there just in case.
One
right?
about 185,
but
190, the clutch fan will kick on. But that temperature sometimes will reach 200.
But there's a sensor, not the one that's reading the gauge or the one that's shooting the clutch fan. There's one that's telling the regen, and if that sensor's bad,
yeah,
it will never tell it to regen. I mean, there's, I went through this in my golf riding. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's exactly the same, but the guy told me, he said, take it down the interstate, pound it, and it cleared it right out. It's all set. You know, and once it regen once, yeah, I wasn't, believe it or not, between here and Essex, I wasn't going fast enough to get it up the temperature.
Well, I know with that excavator, like with a truck, if it goes to into regen mode, you basically got to park the truck and let it go through the regen. Because the truck will rev up all on its own and go through it and do the regen. With that excavator, that you can't let that regen on its own. You got to take and run that machine at full speed, and it will regen itself while you're operating it.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Not while
that's where, how my where that works.
Truck down there will regen. If it starts, the light comes on, you can get by for a while, and then all of a sudden it'll tell you to pull out, and then the truck sits there and runs 3/4 throttle.
Does its thing, yeah.
It does its thing.
Yeah.
That truck hasn't done that for years.
Weird. Oh. That's weird. My car regens while you're driving it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even tell you when it's doing it.
You don't have a light comes on with the thing?
But if it doesn't do it, the check engine light will come on. It'll throw a code and say, hey, you need to regen. Like, what? Anyways, sounds like you're having fun and you're keeping ahead of the
sand,
curve.
Sand is all up?
Not quite. Vic came back in. He's been drawing sand this week. Him and Ryan hauled today.
So next part.
We went up and worked with Matt Reed after we got things organized. Cause
God.
Molly's got me confused. So.
I did not have you confused. They had themselves confused.
They wanted our help to put those right-of-way things in.
Oh, the stakes.
So me and Harold went up today to help them do that. And we put all the right-of-way markers in up through there.
Yeah.
And that tool that you got didn't last very long.
No. Broke?
You hit on the top, and it broke off right where the weld is. They had holes on the side of it.
Yeah.
And
the shear got off.
Well, paper thin metal where that thing went in.
So what did you guys use?
It was on the last one when it broke.
That got lucky.
Yeah. So we went the whole length and we put them in. Some of them are happy. Some of them not so much.
They'll be fine. They are what they are, right?
But that's all that's done up there.
Awesome. That's good news.
And we're going to start soup the trucks up and getting things ready for
better. Yeah, okay. Yep. Top of the Hills was had white stuff on them the other day.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Belvedere. Had snow on.
Yeah.
About that time.
They were making snowmen. I saw that on the news up in Island Pond this weekend.
Yeah.
So. Over there, really?
Yeah.
All right. Ratify additions and deletions. We don't have any. Grant update discussion.
So basically where I'm at is that I'm finishing up the Gridge Road. Tracy's going to come in and help me with a couple of things that I need help on. And then I'll get that one submitted. The Blakeville grant. We are in the process of being reimbursed for that one.
For engineering work
and stuff. And I do have to have the Better Back Roads grant submitted by the 31st, so I'm hoping Chad can throw me a number.
Is that the one down here?
That's the
bridge
that you and I talked about the box culvert that from the hydraulic study that Chad thought might have
so been you're talking one. Getting a
new one,
no. So the new one, not the grant that he's working on down here.
No, that's he said he's gonna get me that invoice and I'll finish that one up.
I got a meeting with him Thursday on the 30th. The 30th at 2 with him and Chris Brunell down here on that.
Do you think I should be part of it, or are you good? I don't think I need to be.
Just to go over some of the stuff.
Okay,
he asked me to contact all the abutting landowners. Town owns the old dump side.
Yeah.
Terry Kellogg owns this side. He has no problem. Marla, I can't pronounce her last name.
Don't ask me.
Was married to Joe Earle.
Oh yeah,
owns all
that 400 acres. I had a conversation with her. Hers is in land conservation, but she thinks that because it's the municipality fixing the bridge there, she has no problem with us doing it. May have to fill out some special paperwork. And John Savage was on board with doing that.
That's the other side.
The other side. So I talked to three of the four landowners. So the town just has to decide whether they want to do it too. So.
Any money in it for us?
Might be. I hear them guys in the town are kind of a pain in the ass.
It can be. So I got to meet with them because of the skew of the bridge. The site on Marla's land may be. You're going to be actually working outside your right of way to work on it. Whether the structure itself is, depending on where the layout.
Right, it might be smart to make that. I think your was it your father that blasted all the ledge out of there and made that road lower? And,
that
was before. Before your father.
Yeah.
Because that used to be real sharp there, remember? It was a lot. It was probably, if you drive through there and look on the right, on Norma Savage's land there, you can see where the road used to go right to the top of that hill. Now it's a cut, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe.
What'd you do, go up over the hill and down across the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you came down.
I don't steep. Never remember that, because that's always been paved.
Oh, no, it wasn't paved. But it was always steep in a sharp corner.
I'm trying to think of it's Gordon. Used to go there with David in there, and they lived down there.
Yeah. That used to be when you came from Savage's side. You came up, and then you pitched right downhill, and then turned on.
I don't remember that.
It was pretty nasty. Yeah. It was a nasty corner.
It was old wooden bridge in there.
Yeah.
So that old wooden bridge is what they used
to pour the cement on.
Pour the cement on. Yeah.
So that bridge hasn't changed. Right. But when they made that cut, now the bridge kind of looks funny, right? So we can think about maybe swooping out around.
Well, the way that bank runs back up through where the old landfill was, it runs at an angle there. And the way the road comes around, so the water comes around like that, so you're basically turning the water right through where the bridge is.
That's what I'm saying, is maybe we need to think about trying not to turn that water so much.
Well, they won't.
They won't let us do that.
Well, the thing is that he wanted to actually turn it a little bit more.
The water?
Because the bridge.
Because of the straightening, because remember, that's what we down below when we had the other one. Remember, that was where we had a problem. And we
and then I got looking at the other one down below when you mentioned that the other day. They actually turned it too much. Down by Ronnie McLean.
Yeah.
They put it right where they said they were going to, but it was too much.
Yeah, they turned it too far.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They want to be square with the river.
They want the river to run naturally through it.
Yeah
and that ain't going to happen on that corner.
Yeah.
It just never is.
They got one culvert left up on Tree Farm Road to change to.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa drove over it all summer, but
it's been
We've been good. I put a cone up so we didn't drive right over the open part.
Okay.
All right. So we have a line item here for office addition. I'm going to tell you, I haven't split them quotes up yet.
I'm working on
with all
speaking with someone from land records about figuring out the difference between record vaults and. So she's actually going to come here, December 11th?
December 11th. I think you're going to hold until we figure that out.
Is there a special concrete that these vault companies use for the vaults, the fire thing, versus what was going to be poured in place?
I'm not even sure they're using concrete.
I don't think so. It's
got to be concrete, isn't it?
It can be steel.
I think you can get it in other ways. Insulated steel. You just have to have that fireproof.
Like the store, insulated steel.
I think once we can figure out what we can thing in there, then we're going to be able to figure out how we're going to try to keep this down there. Because
I think we got to figure that out.
We got to figure that out because I think we're going to be close back to where we were originally, $500,000 or $500,000.
The person that I'm talking to is actually working on getting me the exact state regulations.
She's from the state archives.
Yeah.
So she's actually working with them to get us the actual. Regulations and specifications
we
that you
talked
need
about it last week.
For each.
Mm-hmm. So, last meeting, if it's just a recommendation, that's different than a law.
So she's working on helping me figure out exactly what we actually need in there and the two separate vaults.
Okay. And also, hopefully she's going to help us with determining what records really need to be kept for how long and what we can get rid of.
Yeah.
If anything.
Good.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that for $100,000 in there, finding out if we have to leave some up there, it adds into there. if we can cut that down by $100,000 into there, that's quite a, yeah, laying some up there.
You could rent some space for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time into there, that would be divided, wouldn't be coming out of our, trying to get where we're trying to be money-wise to into there to build this in here. We'd be able to go into there, so it'd be distributed over year. You could budget, you know what I'm saying, into there.
Yeah.
So that you could get what we're hoping to get here. Mm-hmm. And then we just go ahead.
Can't see if this one is cold, other than the electrical and the heat part of it.
But it may not be. It's
you want to be careful about asking if it's cold.
Yeah, but now back then when it was built.
Oh, it was
freezing. Right.
But as far as the heat would be, no problem with in today's world because you got radiant, so you could heat your
radiant heat. Concrete,
you could regulate the heat in there just through a radiant through your lid. So you wouldn't have fires the temperature wise fires being damp.
You could have it temperature control. Yeah. Pretty easy.
Yeah, the biggest thing is concrete with fire. Fire when it burns real hot, concrete shatters.
It pops.
Yeah. It don't.
But it's only gonna be good. So far as we know, four hours.
So, but if you poured it in place, you had a fireproof insulation board,
because
supposedly that rock wool,
that's pretty good stuff.
Is fire retardant. So if you built a wall on the outside of that,
with sheetrock,
two layers of sheetrock, that would make that whole thing more than that fire is.
Two layers of sheetrock and rock wall is probably good for a couple hours, really.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get through sheetrock.
Through sheetrock plus the concrete, that would keep the concrete from popping.
Yeah, exactly. If something's on fire for that long, there's other issues.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only understanding.
And the other thing is, it's not like that vault's going to be right in the middle. It's going to be on the far end.
Far end.
So your heat's going to be more generated on this side of it. Mm-hmm.
It'd be an awfully common sense about this.
Me?
Yeah, this is a state regulation you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I'm just thinking of ways of getting away from spending. If we can do the whole concrete thing with the vaults and everything for $100,000, they're already poured, instead of spending $100,000 on one vault.
And then the concrete on top of that.
And the concrete on top of that. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
It's crazy, It gets crazy.
I'd like to get all this stuff worked out so next spring, and we already got our contractor and everything. Next spring when the snow's gone, we're digging a hole.
That's right. That'd be a good plan.
Don't worry, Butcher. It's not next spring.
It'll
be the one after.
No,
I want to be next spring. Because then when we go to town meeting, we can say, Here's what we got the estimated cost of what this is going to cost. And then we get their approval. And then we can go ahead and then next fall, it'll be all done.
Mm-hmm. We can have a... Technically, you don't have to put it in the... You can put it in there, but you can have a non-binding, because we can do it for whether they go for it or not, right? But we want to ask their permission. We want them to understand what we're doing, and you can have a non-binding.
We really want to ask their opinion.
Yeah,
right.
But
if you put it in there and warn it and all that,
well,
then if they say no, then we're. Now what are we doing?
Well, they already proved it. They already got that $200,000,
right? 240. You know what I'm saying? It's like, anyway.
We can get the TP out, but the rest of it's going to take a while.
Don't screw that anybody. We can't afford that.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess. All right. Yeah. So, and I promise I'll get to those and get those quote. I'll break that big quote RFQ that we had out into individual operations. It's not terrible hard to do. I just haven't had time to even look at it. So 14 is other. We got some non-employee work agreement.
That's just for Steve Bishop.
We got a sign for Steve working on the truck, I guess, or whatever he was working on. Well,
yeah, I don't know. No, he just worked on his garage. I didn't realize we had to have these agreements. Take them to. Does Charlie Boyce have to fill one out?
They're probably a corporation.
They're a corporation.
Oh, he's not. Oh, okay.
So
if you're a corporation, you don't need to fill it out.
You have to have this for the feds.
Yep.
Feds. So do we have to make a motion to sign this?
Or I'll make a motion to sign it.
No, I was going
to
say, you don't need to.
You don't need to? Yeah, I'll just sign it.
I put sticky notes for you.
I saw that. Thank you very much.
One more sticky note.
I'm sorry you have to work with a retard. But that's how it is.
Fine. I made him hot pink this time.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have less and less of these. I wanted to extend the contracts a little bit.
A little longer, a
couple years.
Yeah. That's the only one of those, right?
Yeah.
So other, we don't have any of those, right? Did we have anything here?
Yes, so Alec. Oh,
well, that's in the...
No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
So this is other. He shared this map with us.
Yes.
This is
your draft.
You're talking about it.
Map.
If we're talking about the map, or whatever, that's all you like.
I made it as large as I could. He said the areas you asked for to be changed.
LC Rural General with three hamlets, one at each door.
So Enterprise has got to be Menosh's pit.
And the other pit down
there. And where the Harvey's stuff is there.
I got to orient my map, but this is Menosh's pit here, and this is Harvey's.
And everything else is yellow, except for the green.
LC Rural General?
Rural Ag Forest.
And the green is all that stuff that's already conserved. And we can't change our mind about that, unfortunately. But notice the little dots, each dot, Eden Corners, down by the post office, and the Eden Mills are. See this dot?
Yeah.
Hamlet. And that's kind of what we talked about, was that way you designated those as.
So what's this here? It's a hamlet, this little dot right there.
No, that's a piece of property.
A round circle right there, it's a piece of property?
Weird.
I want to look at it.
Right here.
Who would have a round piece of property?
Wait, that's the town.
No.
Yes. I'm pretty sure this is, Melissa, come look at this. Isn't this weird piece of the town?
No, this is Eden Mills.
Oh, maybe it is a town.
This is Eden Mills.
Shover Road.
It's off of Shover Road.
There's Gary and Tracy's.
It's off of Shover Road. It's weird because I saw it on our map. Yeah,
every line on here is supposed to be a property line. So I don't know what the hell that is.
That's
not a hamlet, though. It's just a round, it's just a circle. Right there.
Let me pull it up because I'll show you guys that it's weird.
It is a little strange. This is 118 out here. Yeah, so that's out behind Gary and Tracy somewhere.
Gary and Tracy's is this blue thing, which forest and ag.
Here.
General. This one's Kelly's. No, that's Kelly.
I don't know.
Okay,
I saw.
So right here on Shover Road.
We're not on Shover Road.
Well, it's off of Shover Road, so technically, Anthony Dolan.
No. You're not even touching there.
She's got a big map over there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It doesn't even touch Shover Road.
No, but.
They changed our map.
That right there.
Map
that
right we asked.
That is the town being.
Got rid of those town centers.
Yep.
And got the hamlet.
I think we're going to stay with the Rural Ag Forest, which is this white.
We have to, because that's already.
Rural Conservation is this dark green, all this.
No, it doesn't. We technically.
And then the Rural Ag Forestry?
In the middle of Anthony Dolan's property.
The Rural Ag Forestry coming up?
Yes.
This does not show.
The Rural Ag Forestry is the stuff that's privately conserved.
Right.
So it's in land use.
Yeah.
The dark green stuff is
publicly
conserved.
I don't go all the way. Rural going all the way up. Unless this map isn't correct. That's Gary Tracy's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, so then they changed the rest of us all to LC Rural General.
And this dot's what you're saying.
Yeah, you're
supposed
about
to be dot is the
you're
only.
About
yeah, what I'm saying is that land that runs
LC Hamlet.
Yeah, that dot is what they're trying to figure out.
Oh. No, but for
there's
some
a dot
reason,
here
just
somewhere.
This weird
there's
circle.
One at Eden Corners.
Right here. Okay, yeah, so you can see it.
Right here
it is.
Right there.
Yeah.
So those are the three hamlet designations for our town center, basically.
One there and one there. Okay.
Yeah.
So they only put the two in.
No, there's one here.
Well,
in Corners.
I feel like this is
oh, they did put one in Eden Corners?
Yeah,
okay.
Three
I thought it was going to be one here and one there. No, that's fine.
They want one at Eden Corners, too, because another business there,
okay,
right?
Yeah, right. Okay, like, there. Down. That's right. The three businesses up there to
like
store. Okay, that's
well,
all
it's
we
like
it,
and I went to that meeting, part of it.
That looks more like
over. I couldn't.
I want to distract yourself before you're done.
And that's where this is. Is on
the left side of Shover Road?
It's fucking bullshit.
The town,
they are gonna.
What is it for partial?
It's
Is that where the problem with this whole thing is? That's why.
Could
I don't know. It says property address, Shover Road,
well, I'm just
owner, Town of Eden.
No, that doesn't make sense because this is on the left side of Shover Road, and this would be on the right side of Shover Road. Is that what Shover Road?
Yeah. Anyways, it's you wouldn't have made it.
Or Shover Road. This is Shover Road here.
I don't do well.
No, you think that stuff? I'm winding
up. Because it really doesn't show the roads.
You hear these clowns talking about, and then we're going to have the
this is Shover Road.
Flood overlay.
We got to try to encourage. They own this.
Yeah, you're right, because you can see
we
got to
try to encourage development where we want it.
Yep.
Not where we don't want it.
So Shover Road, this goes here, and then it goes right here up through there. That's Shover Road.
Yep, so they don't actually, because this must be like...
I didn't see any prices on this swim thing. Again.
No, this is some
flood... No, that's a furrier information.
Flood overlay.
I didn't see any dollar figures
on it. No one comes way down there. So that's...
Yeah.
So technically figures on
that,
how you
look.
On there?
Yeah. Anthony Dolan.
No, these,
owns
I think, because
that.
We've been harassing her so much about what we need for information. That's all that is.
Yeah.
And then there's an invoice somewhere.
And then for some reason, the town has this weird little dot in the middle.
Yeah, the balance of it we already paid for.
Yeah, right.
I thought she printed it out. Maybe
so what I'm saying is, but we got the voters on that this year anyway. So
and they seem to want to keep it. We probably should bring it up again. Or budget for it.
Yeah, I think just budget would be doing much of budget for it. Yeah, because I agree it's a good thing and it's only by the time
you don't even necessarily need the budget.
Right.
I think something that needs to be thought about.
This is Dave.
It appears that we've never budgeted for the beach. Just because you don't expect to raise it from taxes doesn't mean you shouldn't have a budget.
Okay.
The town owned that because it's
whether you guys want to do that or not, I don't know. But we do. We.
I bet you. I wonder.
You can still get all of your revenue from what you're charging, but still have a budget that we know we're going to spend this.
The town does that.
So people can see what
you're
spending.
You're
spending this on maintenance. You're spending this on school lessons.
Right.
So we'll know. Assuming right that probably here. In the next couple of meetings we'll see exactly when we do our budget.
Because you can't drink
we'll
water here.
No,
in the well, no.
Everything, all the expenditures, one thing ended up making
yeah.
the mountain.
Yeah.
The thing,
iron or whatever. All
right. The lake, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess back. I think we got that figured out. I think that's an old spring up there.
Really, I could probably run it now because we've...
Yeah, that's really
the biggest thing we had that from here.
Yeah. The only reason I haven't started giving it to you is I'm in the process of trying to change the chart of accounts.
Yeah, this time, but then we'll know it again how much, because last year we knew how much they
were. Resolve the little round piece of property.
And I think
you're
starting with a little cushion.
I think.
So that'd be good. We're starting with a little cushion for them, I think.
Yeah, okay. Good.
So that'd be good.
So we're moving on to, for your information, Butch is looking at the Tech America to swim update. They don't have any prices for us. That's a swimming lesson.
No, this is the one that just ended. This is the one that just ended.
We just barely got the invoice this past summer.
Oh, they told us how many people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then 38
from Eden and 35.
And then there's like Eden.
What was the cost?
Should have been around 10,000.
It was right around 10,000.
Yeah, something.
Oh.
Because I think when we set it to town meeting, right, it was going to be.
That's good.
We just paid them this round was $5,410.
And we had already given them four.
Right. We gave them the down payment of four.
That's pretty good chunk of change for 2 days' work.
2 weeks.
2 weeks work, yeah.
38 swimmers and 35 swimmers.
Yep.
So it was so many dollars per swimmer.
Yep.
And now is that 30, do I remember right, that 38 isn't the full.
What do you mean?
Didn't she have a minimum?
35 is the minimum.
Yep.
So we made it to the minimum both times at least. And enrollment was up by 6% over the year before, so on and so forth.
Yep.
Ah, well. So
That's good. It's a program well worth to me.
I mean, they're making good money doing it, but I wouldn't do it for that price. Yeah. So.
And I think the taxpayers let us know that too at town meeting.
Yeah, they were pretty clear.
That they were for it, so it's,
yeah.
I don't have to make that decision myself, so, or we don't. So.
And we've kind of looked at the land use map. So. Mm-hmm. And then here's next thing for your information, insurance plans. What do we need to know?
Well, I just provided them so you can look at them. Blue Cross Blue Shield is what we have now. The other one's MVP.
Yeah.
Informational.
What did you look at them? What did you think?
They look pretty comparable. My only concern, I don't know anything about MVP.
I don't know either.
But so it's hard to say. According to the pricing sheet, it looks similar to me for pretty much all of it. MVP is cheaper, but you also don't want to jump back and forth.
The problem with the MVP is some of the providers, they don't cover some of the providers that we go to.
I can't see that easily.
Right.
I could only compare.
They're outside of the network. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had MVP. It was the same thing. I struggled to find somebody.
I actually talked to some people since we talked, and it's not great.
Okay. Well, and the thing is that they're outside of our network.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, they live in Milton, and trying to find someone that was in network for them for any of their stuff was really hard.
That's probably why you save so much, is because you don't get to use it.
Yeah, for some reason I've got notified of Brent Lampier's shower schedule. I don't understand that. New Hampshire, North Hyde Park, Eaton Fire Department.
What?
Says here that Lampier can't get home and shower before 7.
Oh, okay.
So, they would like to schedule the fire department budget meeting for December 3rd at 7 p.m. Does that work for everybody?
December 3rd.
Is that Monday?
Is it Monday?
No, hold on. What was it? December what?
December
3rd.
What time?
7?
6? December 3rd is a Wednesday. Can you look at me like that?
They can't do Tuesdays.
It's hard to hear in that building.
I said Monday. So bad.
Well, they couldn't do Monday. Hyde Park couldn't do Monday. Unless
Wednesday
it was
don't
six,
work good for
Tim. Can't
do six. That's fine.
Are you just being a pain?
I am a little, because I have other stuff I do on Wednesday night.
Well, we can pick a different day.
No, Wednesday's fine. If everybody's good with Wednesday, I'm good.
I make my day work, so you have plenty of time. It's
December
3rd. You're over a month away, so.
A month away? It's next week.
No, December
3rd. Oh, December. For fuck's sake. Yeah, that's fine.
December 3rd, I mean, you're a month away.
It was next week.
No, you're a month away.
Oh.
You don't move us into December. Deer Hunt's gone.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
December 3rd. Okay.
That 3rd will work.
Like I said, if you want to try to make it work other time.
December 3rd's fine.
Yeah. Muzzler is starting then.
So what if they did the off week? That was Hyde Park off the first.
That is an off week. They can only do one specific Tuesday a month, I think. I can't remember what time it is.
No, that's fine. December 3rd's fine for me. I can make it
and
work.
I picked that week or the third week because I wanted an off week from the select board meeting.
Yep.
Thank you.
So December 3rd is good?
Yeah.
Works. I'll just make it work.
I'll make it work.
It's 7 o'clock.
It's just a... Are they going to give us a copy of their budget before?
I hope so.
No, don't let say, oh, no. He knows that. I made that clear to him before. We need that in there, yes.
We need it in our meeting before
so we can go over it and read it. So it's in our packet. So let them know. They got plenty of time. They don't want to go until December.
I know he knows that instead of...
Don't come back.
He already knows that we want everything in his budget.
Right.
Don't come back and say, well, here's our budget. Now we need an extra $20,000 for
batteries.
For batteries or another $10,000 for ear patch.
Although I did remind him last year, I think it still happens.
I'm going to let you guys look at this. Look at that. I got hit the head. FiberNet budget, $16 million. Neighborhood.
Yeah, well, I wanted to know,
too. I didn't see this in my pack yet.
That came after.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it over here.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted it. I can make you copies of it.
No. I just...
You don't want a nice paper.
She was going to come every now and then to our meetings and give us an update where our money was spent and all that into there.
She probably is, but, you know, her dad's been sick and just passed away.
Yeah,
her dad
did
pass away.
Yeah, they did, so.
But we can probably reach out to her just to see if it'll come something as an update.
I just was kind of curious where it is. We were kind enough to do a pretty big donation, I think, to them.
My biggest concern in a lot of this stuff is being done, and it's not done for long-range stuff.
I tell you what's going to be the dilemma in here for all you people here to decide to get on that thing in here is it's because that copper when the phone goes down in there, if you're in that zone where a lot of us are in here, there's no cell phone service, you're going to have zero service into there when the time comes. And that goes, and I talked to the lady about that in there. She lives on the mountain in New Hampshire. And she said, well, yeah, that's true in here, and I have spotty. She said, usually it's not ever out, but it has been out. I won't say it doesn't ever go out. And I go, okay, well, that's the trouble that I had with that into there, because everybody that's consolidated was going to shut you off, so...
I'll stick to Starlink.
When she had her little issue over on Belvedere Flat,
yeah,
the 911 goes through the satellite.
Yeah.
Which...
Well, that don't surprise me in there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet, but I haven't really thought to look for it.
What, the satellite?
Yeah, she said it.
You can see it.
I've never seen that, but I think I've just never...
Oh, yeah. Starlink.
And from my house, if you look up, like in the morning when I leave, you look up, there's one off... Straight off to the east, and then there's another one off to the south a little bit.
Yeah, and if you look just right at the right time, you see them all lined right up.
Yeah.
Oh, they all lined right up.
Oh, is that what the people were seeing
this
on?
This is from satellite. This is how I got help that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because your truck had that Starlink thing in it?
No, this is my phone.
Oh. No, that's what, and your phone is AT&T? No, T-Mobile.
AT&T.
AT&T. They have their own
cell service down there.
Yeah, but she had no service.
No.
But yeah, because she dialed 911, the satellite took it
over. That's what that SOS thing on your phone's for?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
You suppose?
I don't know.
So that's my only biggest concern is, it didn't look like they did it for long range. Because you look at a lot of the wires where they connect to that other one, they're almost halfway down on the ground now.
Okay, so it stretched down?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, of course, adding a lot of weight to it.
Yeah. How much did they have budgeted, you said? 16 million?
If I read that number right, 16 and a half million. Mm-hmm. 55 cents. You get up that kind of a number, why are you talking about 55 cents? I don't know. Round it off to the next dollar. For crazy.
When they got right down, somebody had to have an extra cup of coffee.
Must be.
Well, yeah, coffee probably $1.55.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I think that's, you guys are happy with that FiberNet thing. I think we're down to other.
I did have, Rick, when, did we talk about posting roads? We got to post that, right?
You, no, not as far as the posting, as far as our
parking
ban.
Yeah.
That you can talk about that.
Well, I'm just saying, usually I see the towns are getting it. Usually, if we're going to, a lot of them are.
Today, yep.
So
today's
I didn't.
28.
So I know.
Basically, if we put it on just about what we have been doing, should cover as far as our parking ban. And
okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure we get it in the thing because we won't be meeting for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
So should we talk?
You want to do it at the next meeting? Have it on the agenda?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or
probably
whenever
the next
you
meeting.
See.
Yeah. That'll be the first week of.
Well, November. I just wanted to talk.
That first of November. Yeah.
That's usually when we.
Because I've been seeing the papers.
Oh,
stuff. Really? Yeah. They've been starting them in. Yeah. Some of them starting November 1st.
We haven't even got our parking man. Our we don't even get paper anymore. We stopped getting that. Yeah.
I'll give me another extra week. Get the rest of shit out of the way.
I'm not too concerned right now.
No, I don't see it's not going to be. I don't think there's snow on Halloween like it has in the past.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Saturday they had some pink and white in there.
Irisburg Mountain, probably up over Irisburg, you'll get some snow.
It looked like through Lamoille County.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I guess JP, they said up there that
was
white.
Yeah, you could see it on when I come up in there. It was on Belvedere Mountain. It was Cap was on there, and
a couple other mountains.
I didn't even
Sterling
look.
Had snow.
Well,
on
I come this, you know, I'll come up over and look anyway. But
Sterling had some snow on it in there. Bean Hill didn't have any, so it didn't get down to there. I think it's your number 16.
Yes. Yeah. Make a motion to adjourn, please.
All right, second.
Ricky seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned another.